This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Kane Watkins, who is the assistant director at Lawrence County EMS. He's talking about a special young lady who recently went into cardiac arrest and was unresponsive, and then her mom reached out to have a training for their entire family to learn CPR and the use of an AED.
That's definitely one of those calls that no EMS responder ever wants to hear. You never want to get a call where we have a child that's unresponsive in cardiac arrest. You know, we know that this child's laying in front of whoever that's on that scene. They're unresponsive. They're not breathing. They don't have a heartbeat. Last year, that happened to Elena at Leon Elementary School. She was on the playground playing with her friends and just suddenly collapsed. Thanks to the wonderful staff at Leoma Elementary School, they have a great response team that responded out to her, got an AED to her, and started CPR. Ultimately, by the time EMS got there, she was unresponsive for a short time after EMS arrived, but by the time we got her in the ambulance, starting to assess her and prepare her for transport, she actually regained a heartbeat, started breathing on her own, and eventually actually woke up. She was not very happy with us at the time. Of course, she didn't realize what all was going on, but she ultimately found out that she had a really rare heart condition, and a lot of members of her family have been tested for that and found out that there are multiple members of her family that had that same condition. Yeah, they reached out. We were glad to offer a class to that. I will tell you that it's probably the most memorable CPR class I've ever taught.
To get in touch with Kane Watkins, you can email him at kwatkins@lawcotn.org. I also encourage you to follow Lawrence County EMS on Facebook. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.